A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from the journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
You do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
"Give us living water. Give us living water."
Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth."
"Give us living water. Give us living water."
The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
Many of the Samaritans at that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Did you notice something in the Gospel that we usually don't pay much attention to? I'm referring to the bucket, the water bucket that the woman brought to the well in today's story. It was empty, of course. At least it seemed to be. But it was actually pretty full of stuff. Stuff in that woman's life, and probably pretty heavy for her to carry. John says she came to the well at noon. That means that she was trying to avoid everybody there in that village that knew about her stuff, the stuff that was in her bucket. But that was just the kind of stuff that Jesus kept pulling out of her bucket so it could be empty enough for him to fill it. For instance, she had 5 husbands. Which might have set a record for that little village. But it was part of the weight that she carried in her bucket. She was also a woman and a Samaritan, of course, who were sworn enemies of the Jews, much like the Arabs are enemies of the Jews today. The Jews considered them heretics and wouldn't let them worship in the temple in Jerusalem, so they had to build their own temple. So she carries the weight of prejudice in her bucket when she met Jesus, and some animosity. Notice how Jesus gradually empties the bucket for her. He doesn't really care that she's a woman or a Samaritan or in a bad marriage or doesn't worship the same way that he does. Instead, after emptying her bucket, he promises something to fulfill it. He promises her living water, not from a well that would dry it up, but rich, flowing, tasty, refreshing, thirst-slaking, wonderful living water, the water that is himself. She gets so excited about it that she runs to call the rest of the village. And she does something very, very significant. She leaves her bucket at the well. She does that because she doesn't need it anymore. She found a better kind of water. That's what you and I have to do today. After listening to this gospel, what are we bringing to the Eucharist in our buckets? Is it full of stuff? Stuff we're really ashamed of? Stuff we really like to dump out of it? But emptying a bucket is not easy, especially if the stuff has been in there a long time. But that's what we're offered on this third Sunday of Lent. Jesus, who is living water, can save us from the dehydration of our lives forever. So put that on your bucket list. Try to empty your bucket well before you have to kick it. Amen.